You're now listening to an Aki Luta ASMR Roleplay Audio.
Oh, hey. I didn't know you were sticking around here for New Year's Eve. Thought you would have had other plans. Oh. Your friends bailed on you? I'm sorry. What happened? Oh shit, you're kidding, right? Half your friends got sick with the virus? Oof. That's a shame. That really sucks, I'm sorry, but I suppose by not going out to your friend's place, you probably dodged a bullet there. Getting sick really sucks. At least for me it does. Yeah, we're only a couple hours away from midnight already. Time flies, huh? Then again, your sister had to work late. Speaking of which, where did she go? Where's Jazz? Really? She didn't prep ahead of time for the party? Well, can't really call this much of a party, but still. That's so typical of her. So she's out getting snacks and drinks now? Is any place even still open? Wait. Which convenience store? That one's miles away from here. That's at least like a 20-30 minute drive. Crazy. So she's going all the way out there just to get snacks and stuff? Well, she should have asked me. I would have, like, grabbed stuff from my place and brought it over. She's always been stubborn like that. Well, I guess it's just you and me, right? At least for now. Hopefully she makes it back before midnight. I hate for her to miss, like, the fireworks and stuff. Yeah. Like, we may be grown adults, but I don't know a single person who doesn't at least enjoy the aesthetics of fireworks. In a way I can understand. They can get pretty loud and, yeah. But they're still pretty to look at, right? Ah, jeez. I really hope she makes it back in time. Because I was looking forward to spending this evening with her. Not that I have anything against you. No, not at all. I just, again, didn't think you were going to be home. I thought you had your own plans. So it looks like it's just going to be us three hanging out here, huh? That's cool. Really? Your folks are out at some fancy old people party? Sounds typical. I think my parents are doing the same thing. I think the country club and their development is doing a whole big to-do for all the seniors there. Not that I'd say my parents are seniors per se, but they're getting up there. But they're enjoying the new year with all their other old friends, so, yeah, can't blame them. So I take it your folks are doing something similar? Well, yeah, they probably figured you and your sister are grown-ass adults. You can handle yourselves for New Year's Eve. But I do appreciate being invited over, because otherwise, I probably would have spent it by myself in my apartment. Probably. Yeah. I don't get out much these days. I'm sure you remember the old times when Jazz and I used to go clubbing a lot, but I think those days are starting to get behind us. Lately, when we've gone to the clubs, it's been full of, like, people much younger than us, and they tend to act like real douchebags. You get a lot of people just filming themselves and each other on their phones, and not a whole lot of actual mingling. Looks like everyone's just there to boost their social media numbers. It's really stupid. I miss the days when going to the club was just about, like, drinking, dancing, and meeting people, you know? So I don't think Jasmine and I will be doing much of that anymore. We'll find other things to do. There's this painting thing that opened up downtown, where you go, and there's like a teacher that assigns you like something to paint, like some sort of still life or whatever. But while you paint, you get to try different kinds of wine. So the combination of wine tasting and painting. I think that's really cool. I think that's super cool. So maybe one day your sister and I are going to try that. Who knows? It's not that expensive either. I looked it up on their website. It's like $50 a person, and that includes the wine. Can't really beat that. So what have you been up to lately? Just work and life and games and such. Yeah, figured that would be going on with you. Seems to me that's all that's ever going on with you. But no judgment here. Yeah, it's been an awfully long while since you and I have hung out together, just us. Usually happens when your sister is running late or busy or something, but I must say I do appreciate getting to know you a bit. I mean, after all, I've been friends with your sister since, like, what, middle school? So it's only natural that I would, you know, try to get friendly with her younger brother. Yeah, your folks consider me practically family anyway, considering I've almost always been the one to come over, considering no one really liked where my parents' house was. But that's neither here nor there. I don't blame you guys. Getting in through that security system at the front gate's a pain in the butt even for me. And they're my parents, and I have a pass to get in. So annoying. That's why I moved out and got my own place. Far less of a hassle. Which, by the way, you're always welcome to come by my place. Just give me a heads up first, okay? So I gotta admit, it's a one-bedroom apartment, and it gets rather lonely at times. Really lonely, actually. And can you keep a secret? Like, really keep a secret? I haven't even told this to your sister. It's been a while since I've been intimate with anyone, specifically guys. I know. I have this reputation for being a real slag and getting around. But yeah, having a dry spell for the past couple months. I know part of it is the holidays and people are busy and going home and all that, so like not many people are around. And the people who do come into town, who show up on the dating apps, I kind of don't want to deal with because, you know, I only see them for that night and then they go back to wherever they came from. I never see or hear from them again. Well, I don't like that. I like actually getting to know the people I sleep with these days. It just feels kind of icky otherwise, you know? It also doesn't help that my last couple hookups haven't been all that exciting. So many guys brag about how well endowed they are, and how big they are, and thick, and yada yada yada. And then when time comes to do the deed, and they whip it out, I'm just like, really? Really? That's it? That's all you got? And then they start getting flustered and they're like, oh, it's not fully hard yet. Give me a second. It's not fully hard yet. Here, just try stroking or sucking on it a bit. And then I do so, and maybe it hardens up a little bit more. But it's still not as big as they claim it to be. Yeah. It's why I kind of always keep a pump on hand. For those who are a bit more adventurous and don't mind a little bit of mild embarrassment, I tell them that, like, hey, you're not as big as I thought you'd be, but I can make you look a little bit bigger. Yeah, your sister thinks I've been getting dick left and right. She's been real proud of me. But nope. It's either been a dry spell the past couple months, or before that, a lot of lackluster partners. It's been a real drag. Now, I heard something from a girl who claimed to date you that you're actually rather talented in the sack. Is that true? She also claimed that you're so big, you stretched her out to the point where she nearly, like, tore open. Is that true? Because either you're actually genuinely pretty huge, or she was just, like, unusually small and tight. So, which is it? Really? You're that big? Come on now, you have to be fooling me. You're just saying that. As I'll admit, for me, bigger is definitely better. I know that's not the most PC thing to say. We're supposed to say, oh, it's all good. No matter the size, it's how you move it that counts. But for me, it just doesn't feel as good unless it's, like, really big and girthy and just really fills me up and stretches me out, you know? Oh, golly, why am I talking to you about all this? You're my best friend's brother. I don't think anything could ever happen between us. What's that now? You've always kind of had a thing for me? Yeah? You like my curves? My thick, plump ass and my huge F-cup tits? And I assure you, these tits are all natural. I know there was a rumor going around back when your sister and I were in college that I got implants, but that's not true, because, well, first of all, I would never be able to afford implants. And second of all, if you give them a feel, they're natural, they're nice and squishy. Would you like to give them a feel? You can go ahead, I don't mind. Yeah, you feel that? Feel how soft they are and how they just squish like putty in your hands? Ooh, you're like giving me a tit massage. Ooh, I like that. Oh, I like that a lot. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels really good, babe. Oh, yeah, get a real good handful. Oh, yeah. Okay. Starting to get a bit sensitive. I can feel my nipples getting hard. Oh, shit. Yeah, if you touch me much more, I'm gonna wanna, do stuff. And I don't know if that'd be appropriate or not. Would you wanna try to do something with me before Jazz gets back? Yeah? Well then. Come here. You're not half bad at kissing. That actually really turned me on. So how about it? Why don't you prove yourself to me. Show me how big you are. Come on. Whip it out. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Here, let me get my top off. And get off my bralette. Oh my. Hard already, I see. Wow. You're definitely not lying. You're pretty damn big. Holy shit. You're huge. It like goes up past your belly button when you hold it up like that. Holy fuck. Mind if I give it a little bit of lip service? Worship it a bit? Really get you going? Well, don't mind if I do. It's so big, it barely fits in my mouth. I can barely just get the tip in. I wasn't expecting you to start thrusting into my mouth. Ah, it was really hot. Oh, I'm so turned on now. Ah, oh, I want you bad, baby. Will you please fuck me? Please? I can tell you want to. Yeah, you wanna fuck me? Well, let me just get my bottoms off. There we go. You know, despite how wet I am, with a cock as big as yours, we're gonna need some lube. We're gonna need a lot of lube. Fortunately, I keep some on hand. Just in case I ever get to hook up while I go out. I have it in my purse right here. So here. Let me lube you up. There we go. All right. I'm ready for you. Let me just lay back on this couch here. Alright. You can go in me. Ah. Oh, you're huge. Oh, you're so fucking big. Oh, you're really stretching me out. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, God damn. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so fucking amazing. Oh, and it's hitting my G-spot at just the right angle. Oh my God, your big fat cock feels amazing. Oh, you're just so huge. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, fuck, baby, yeah. Yeah, really give it to me. Yeah, give it to me good, baby. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, your cock is so amazing. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God! Big fat art cock of yours. Oh yeah, really fucking baby. Oh yeah, give it to me good. Oh yeah, that's it. Oh yeah, that's it, baby. Fuck my tight, wet little pussy with that big, fat, hard cock of yours. Oh yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I'm gonna come. You're hitting my G-spot so good. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm getting so close. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, I'm fucking coming. Oh. 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 Yeah. You're getting close to you? Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, come for me. Come for me. Fill me up with your hot cum, baby, please. I need it so bad. Use that big fat hard cock of yours to fill me up with your hot cum. Me. Calling me. Come in me, please. Make quite a cream pie. See it all coming out? Crap. Where's the towel? I guess this old throw bank will do. Don't worry. I'll toss it in the wash before your sister gets home. She will know the difference. Oh, that was fucking amazing, babe. You're definitely as big as you claim. You're no liar there. Ah, jeez. Color me impressed. Ah, I felt so filled up and stretched out. It was incredible. If I may be so bold, I'll definitely have to come back for more from you. If you don't mind, that is. Yeah, we should probably get clean and freshen up before your sister gets home. She's probably gonna be home in a few minutes. And you're really sweaty, no offense. Here, you take a quick shower. And I'll tidy up out here, okay? Alright. And oh, hey, the fireworks started while we were going at it. Oh no, it means it's midnight and your sister's about to miss it. Oh, I hope she gets back soon. Alright. Catch you in a few? Because we have some snacks and drinks to enjoy when she gets back.
Thank you so much for listening to my audio. It really means a lot to me. Once again, this is Aki Luta, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please feel free to check out my profile. I'd greatly appreciate it.